Obstetricians are not the only healthcare providers in Florida welcoming babies into the world. There are more than 200 licensed midwives in Florida, and they provide an alternative to traditional hospital births for healthy mothers. But many midwives say they're having trouble getting paid if they deliver babies to women enrolled in Florida's Medicaid HMO program. Health News Florida reporter Abe Abaraya brings us details.
Mary Ann Power is a midwife in Lakeland. Power has been practicing for 17 years, and most of her patients use the Medicaid HMO program. Used to be she could sit down in an evening once a week by herself and do all of her billing. The money would show up about 10 days later. But that was before Florida hired private insurance companies to manage its Medicaid program in 2014. Since then, it's been different.
We just kept getting denials and denials and denials. We weren't getting paid. We had probably outstanding over maybe $15,000 worth of claims that were not getting paid.
The transition has been so bad, Power had to completely overhaul her billing system and hire a billing specialist. She blames the HMOs.
They're just, you know, nibbling away at the reimbursement to the provider, and then the exponential, you know, increase in our overhead is just not sustainable. And there are a lot of licensed midwives in the state who've just refused to accept Medicaid any longer because of it.
Data from the Agency for Healthcare Administration show payment complaints nearly doubled from a low in December 2014 to last September. The biggest spike started this past July to more than 300 complaints per month. The state says complaints dropped since then and that the complaints come from fewer than 1% of providers.
Bills are sort of disappearing into the ether.
That's Alan Baumgarten, a financial analyst who studies Florida HMOs. He says it's most likely the problems facing obstetricians and midwives are growing pains, software glitches, issues with how claims are filled out, that kind of thing. Baumgarten says small providers like midwives are, frankly, easier for the insurance companies to ignore.
Clearly, a major provider like Florida Hospital or HCA or any of the others is going to get the attention of those people whose job it is to, you know, sort of grease the process and make sure that the providers get their checks.
When Florida lawmakers originally backed privatizing Medicaid in 2014, they thought it would save taxpayer dollars if private companies took over the management of care for 3 million Floridians. Healthcare providers, though, say there are issues. Claims are denied or delayed. When there's an issue, it's hard to get it resolved. And it's not just midwives. Pediatricians and obstetricians are having trouble, too.
Okay, good morning. It's just like church. Nobody wants to sit in the front row. I don't know why.
Dixie Morgese is at the Volusia County Health Department. She's shepherding a group of healthcare providers and insurance company officials. They're trying to find a way to make sure everyone gets paid. In the front row sits Jenny Joseph, a midwife in Central Florida. She's frustrated because she's not getting paid from insurance companies.
Drop off of the Medicaid or close the practice. That's going to happen.
Joseph holds up her phone. She has a lawyer listening in on the other end.
An attorney, and she's listening in just because we don't know what else to do or where else to go as far as what to do next.
Any thoughts?
None of the insurers in the room had any thoughts, but the Florida Association of Health Plans, which represents the Medicaid HMOs, says in a statement that it's committed to reimbursing providers in a timely manner. And Baumgarten, the insurance analyst, has one bit of advice for providers. Contact the state and see if they can help you get paid. For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Abaraya in Orlando.
To see more details on this story and also more about the state's move to Medicaid managed care, visit healthnewsflorida.org.